Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for Courage, written and read by Meg Booker. For the Lord your God is living among you. He is a mighty Savior. He will take delight in you with gladness. With his love, he will calm all your fears. He will rejoice over you with joyful songs. Zephaniah 3:17. Circling town for the several-ish time one day, I saw a text from my youngest daughter pop up on my dashboard alerts. Come to school. I need you right now. My daughters aren't littles anymore, and unfortunately, I can't always get to them as fast as they prefer me to be there. Instead, I remind them to remember what I have taught them to do. Take a deep breath and remember who and whose you are. When we face fearful moments and hard days in life, it's easy to forget the peace we have in Christ. The strength and courage available to us is repeated often throughout the Bible. Don't be afraid. Don't worry. I will never leave you or forsake you. I will be with you always. When my daughter feels like she needs me right now, and I can't get there right away, those truths are rock-solid reminders to stand on. Today's verse reminds us who God is and whose we are. The New Life Translation Life Application Study Bible explains, God is the only one who can make us truly happy. Zephaniah points out that real joy breaks out in our lives when we live in community with God, and he delights in us. This happens when we follow him and obey his commands as he purifies and transforms us. Then he rejoices over us with singing. If you want to be happy, draw close to the source of happiness by following God with all your heart. When you feel God's delight, you will never want to live apart from him. Let's choose to remember these truths in moments of fear and pain. Life is going to throw us some challenges. It's not going to be easy all of the time. But in Christ, we have the strength to get through it. Father, praise you, God, the source of our true happiness. God, you are living among us and in us. You are our mighty Savior. You take delight in us with gladness. With your love, you calm all of our fears. You will rejoice over us with joyful songs. Praise you, God, for the truths throughout Scripture which remind us who you are and that we are your children. Thank you for adopting us into your family and for giving us an identity which cannot be stolen or shaken. Thank you, Father, for sending Jesus to save us. Father, when we need courage in times of fear and pain, let your Holy Spirit be quick to remind us you are with us and in us, and that you will never leave or forsake us. Let us live our daily lives in obedience to you, God, not just calling on you when things are hard or when we feel like we need your help. Help us to develop good habits of prayer and reading the encouraging words of wisdom in Scripture, Father. Create in us a desire to know more and more about you and your plan for our lives. Facing fear is scary, God. We need you to fill us with supernatural courage when we are afraid. Help us to pause and press into you when life seems overwhelming and we don't think we can do what is set before us. Father, we pray for relief from pain today. Physical, mental, and spiritual pain are debilitating. And we pray for the chains of all pain to break and fall off of us today. You are mighty to save us. You calm all of our fears. Help us to remember these incredible truths, God, as we walk through a world which aims to trip us up and cause doubt and worry to flourish. You rejoice over us, Father. You take delight in us. You've never broken a promise. We can trust you and find true happiness as we abide in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Have you ever felt conflict between your faith and feelings? If so, you're not alone. My name's Carly Mercouillard. I'm a licensed therapist and the host of the Therapy and Theology podcast, where we explore popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. I want to invite you to join me every Thursday as we fearlessly name the complexities of our reality, grow in the awareness of who we are, and rediscover the power and purpose of our unique stories through the lens of the gospel. Subscribe today at lifeaudio.com.